Andrei Tereshchuk is on a mission to fill the world with art through your social media feed. The Boulder, Colorado-based computer programmer has, in his spare time, created more than 1,000 automated accounts on Twitter, each named after an artist or collection, and they engage with other accounts named after artists and collections. So imagine early modernist Marc Chagall following and liking posts from the surrealist Salvador Dali. I reached out to Andrei to learn more about his network of art bots. What's your first love, Andrei, art or technology?
I come from a family of artists. So my father was an artist. He still is, but you know, growing up, he was active. My sister is an artist. And I, you know, my first year of college education, I went to a very traditional art school in Russia. So from that sense, I was making art and looking at art and talking about art way before I wrote my first line of code.
What led you to mix the two and create an art bot army, as it were?
So I can't say that there was a single aha moment. It was just, it was more of an evolution that led me to this idea. But it all stemmed from the desire to fill my life with art. At one point, I realized that how little art I was engaging and interacting with on a daily basis, and I wanted to connect with it, but I didn't really know how. And since I was spending a lot of time on social media, I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice if I could follow some of these artists that I read about or that I've seen? And so little by little, I started developing this idea and creating these social media accounts that are automated, that are complete bots.
So what's the response been like? Do people generally like the art bots?
The feedback I'm receiving is very positive. People love having just art in their feeds. And I think especially these days when there's a lot of polarizing content, the content that makes you mad or angry or concerned, it's really nice to have kind of almost like this, you know, take a break from everything that's happening in the world and just look at art. People are always suggesting new artists, even the names that I've never heard before.
Some of the bots are named after particular artists, but you also decided to have some of them share entire collections, like the Guggenheim, for example.
Yeah, so some of these accounts, they share various museum collections. And so in those collections are organized usually by a culture or by a theme. So we have, for example, African art, or we have Hispanic art, or medieval art, Islamic art.
Now, you have run into some problems with Twitter. They've suspended your bots before, and you had to negotiate to get them restored. What happened? Was it just Twitter trying to kick bots off of its network, whether they were good or bad?
Yeah, so about 6 months ago, no, maybe less, maybe 4 months ago, all of my art accounts got suspended. And Twitter and a lot of different, and Facebook and Tumblr, so all these social networks, they're trying to figure out how do they work with these bot accounts. Because as we know, not all bots are positive, not bots are sharing art. There are a lot of bots that spread misinformation, malicious content, spam. And so these social networks are trying to figure out first how to filter those bots, but then rules of engagement for developers like me. And what happens very often is that Facebook and Twitter, they cast a wide net and my bots get caught in it. But I have to say, Twitter has been very supportive of this project, and they've worked with me to, you know, first figure out the rules of like what these bots can do and cannot do. But then whenever these accounts get deleted or suspended, they've been very supportive in restoring them back.
Andrei, without getting too technical, can you kind of describe how the bots work, how they actually acquire the art so they can display it in a post, and then also show the name of the piece and maybe the year it was created?
Sure, I'll try to simplify it. So first of all, I don't acquire any art. I don't own rights to any art, you know, whatsoever. So what I do is I collect art that's already online, and most of it comes from open museum collections, Wikimedia. So there's a lot of art already online. So what I do is I have these programs that allow me to search the internet and then organize art either by museum collection or by artist. Then I kind of like feed it to this software application that I've developed that essentially figures out how to share art, when to share it, etc.
Do you consider yourself an artist?
Yes, I consider myself an artist. In that sense, right, my medium is not paintbrush or pencil, but my medium is social media. And so in a way, it's more of a performance art.
Yeah.
Because I also try to figure out, you know, the question that I ask myself is, well, what if Claude Monet was on Twitter? Who would he follow? What would he do? And so, and in that way, this project is a creative endeavor as much as a technical undertaking.
Andre, thanks for talking about your art bots.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. It was great talking to you.
That's Andre Tereshchuk, creator of a network of bots that share works of art on social media networks like Twitter. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.